From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters Tuesday, saying they were finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests began Thursday in Mashhad before spreading to other parts of the country. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said the U.S. would seek to call an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the Iranian protests, which have claimed at least 21 lives in the last 6 days. She said the people of Iran are crying out for freedom.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
The U.S. State Department urged Iran to stop blocking online social media traffic in the country and said its citizens could set up virtual private networks to circumvent censorship. The Trump administration is reacting cautiously amid indications North Korea is poised to test launch another ballistic missile, possibly as soon as this week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, "I hope that does not happen, but if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime. The civilized world must remain united and vigilant." In response to recent threats, President Trump was more forceful in a tweet Tuesday night. He said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. "I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works," said the tweet. This is VOA News.